Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to the briefing session of business results presentation of the first quarter of fiscal 2016. First of all, we'd like to introduce the participants from Toshiba. Masayoshi Hirata, Corporate Executive Vice President. Hideya Takashima, Accounting Division. Kohei Hayashi, the Head of IR Group. First, we call upon Mr. Hirata to make a presentation. Thank you very much for coming today. We appreciate your attendance to the briefing session of the business results. After we announced the fiscal 2015 business results in May, there were some differences of views between auditor and us, and also some errors on our part, which led to another briefing session of the revised results. Learning a lesson from this experience and to be prudent, we are presenting fiscal 2016 Q1 business results with a review report from our new auditor, PwC. It is still within 45 days after the closing of the book, but we are sorry that we have to have this session today. Now let me present the fiscal 2016 Q1 business results using the PowerPoint material. Please turn to page four. The column in the middle is fiscal 2016 Q1 results. Net sales were 1,207.4 billion yen, down 22.9 billion yen or 2% year-on-year. Operating income and income before income taxes and non-controlling interests were 20.1 billion yen and 7.2 billion yen, up 26.6 billion yen and 19.6 billion yen year-on-year respectively. Income from continuing operations before non-controlling interests was 6.2 billion yen, up 14.5 billion yen year-on-year. In addition, income from discontinued operations was 76.8 billion yen. Net income as a result was 79.8 billion yen. Free cash flow was minus 84.9 billion yen. Equity attributable to shareholders of the company was 336.1 billion yen, about the same as the end of March. Shareholders' equity ratio improved slightly to 7.0%. Net interest-bearing debt was 601.5 billion yen. Debt-to-equity ratio was 179%, 33% worse than the end of March. As for exchange rate, yen appreciated from 113 yen to the dollar at the March end to 103 yen at the end of June. Please turn to page five. It shows key points of year-on-year comparisons of net sales and income. With the consolidation of a construction subsidiary of Westinghouse that we acquired from CB&I in January, Energy Systems and Solutions net sales increased. As for Storage and Electronic Devices Solutions, although higher sales volume of hard disk drive pushed up sales, memory sales declined due mainly to strong yen. restructuring reform of the PC and TV businesses, including more selective coverage of regions, resulted in lower business volumes and lower sales. The total negative impact of yen's appreciation is about 70 billion yen. Through the structural reforms implemented in fiscal 2015, fixed costs were significantly reduced. As we continue to take emergency measures such as cuts in bonuses, operating income improved 26.6 billion yen year on year. Although memory profit decreased year on year due mainly to yen's appreciation, its operating profit margin reached 9%, exceeding the expectations at the beginning of the year. With the income from discontinued operations, including 83.9 billion yen as profit before tax on the sale of the home appliances business, net income improved by 92.1 billion yen to 79.8 billion yen. Now please turn to page 6. The top half shows the free cash flow. It was minus 84.9 billion yen. There was a tax payment related to the sale of securities in Kone Corporation in fiscal 15, which happened in Q1, and also there was a structural reform costs. Although we booked provision for this at the end of March, payment was made in Q1. As a result, cash flow from operating activities was minus 47.1 billion yen. There was revenue from the sale of the home appliances business, while investments were promoted in the memory business, including NAND flash memory. Cash flow from investing activities was minus 37.8 billion yen. Although we booked 79.8 billion yen net income, yen's appreciation in the past 3 months deteriorated foreign currency translation adjustments. The shareholders' equity only slightly increased, and shareholders' equity ratio was 7.0%, almost the same as the end of March. With the negative free cash flow, net debt-to-equity ratio worsened 33 points from March end to 179%. Page 7 shows year-on-year analysis of operating income or loss. As you see on the left, in the first quarter of fiscal 2015, we booked operating loss of 6.5 billion yen. As you see on the right, fiscal 2016 Q1 operating income was 20.1 billion yen. In fiscal 2016, there were negative factors, including lower sales prices and product mix change, and also, as you see here in the red arrows, the NAND flash memory and yen's appreciation and others pushed down the profit by about 30 billion yen. Fixed cost was reduced through the structural reforms implemented in fiscal 2015. And also, as you see on the right-hand side, We are continuing the emergency measures, including the bonus cuts, and these pushed up the profit. And as a result, operating income was 20.1 billion yen in Q1. Page 8 shows how the operating income leads to the net income. As you can see, there was a significant net income from discontinued operation, including the profit on sale of the home appliances business. Net income was 79.8 billion yen. Page 9 shows no operating income loss and expenses. With the rapid appreciation of the yen in the past 3 months, foreign exchange loss deteriorated to 9.5 billion yen. Although we have a policy of fully hedge the currency risk through the forward exchange contract, yen appreciated very rapidly in the past three months, and we could not catch up with fully. As a result, total non-operating loss was 12.9 billion yen. Significant foreign exchange loss due to strong yen was offset by lower structural reform costs and lower settlement cost of the lawsuits. Total non-operating number was 7 billion yen worse than the year before. In Q1 last year, yen was weaker, so that worked as a positive factor, but this time it was the opposite, which led to the negative factor. Page 10 shows the 3-year trend of free cash flow. The actual of the first quarter is shown on the right-hand side. The free cash flow was minus 84.9 billion yen. Cash flow from operating activities was minus 47.1 billion yen. As I mentioned, there was a tax payment in relation to the sale of securities of Kone Corporation and also structural reform costs. Securitization of the accounts receivables that we have conducted in semiconductor business in Asia is being scaled down gradually. We believe those negative temporary factors amounted to about 100 billion yen in Q1. As for the securitization of the accounts receivables, we have already stopped doing this in the United States in fiscal 2015. And in Q1 this year, we have also stopped doing this for the Asian customers. The purpose of this is to make sure that we have a good grasp of how working capitals are utilized, so that we can find out how well we are collecting from our customers. Cash flow from investing activities was minus 37.8 billion yen. This includes the revenue from the sale of the home appliances business. But as we continue to invest in the NAND flash memory, we have this negative number as a cash flow from investing activities.
Page 11 shows the breakdown of the total assets. On the right-hand side shows the results as of June end, and in the middle shows the results as of March end. So in comparison to 3 months ago, total assets decreased by approximately 640 billion yen. A couple of reasons behind that. First is a light blue area. The account receivable has been on the decline. So because of the structure of the company, so in the last year, fourth quarter, generally speaking, we booked the sales and also booked the account receivables. And also, we would collect the receivables as of first quarter. So we have seen a reduction in the receivables. So June end number is lower in comparison to March end. Also, in preparation for the structural reforms, as of March end, we have had cash equivalent. So 969.7 billion yen is the amount of cash equivalent. So that is the amount we had back then. But now the payment for the structural reforms, as mentioned already, has been pushed back into the first quarter. So we had slightly more cash equivalent than usual as of March end. But now the structural reforms payment is approaching its end. So we used to leverage on the short-term commitment line, and we had the cash equivalent accordingly. But on a temporary basis, there is no longer use for such commitment line, and therefore we have repaid those. And that has led to reduction in the cash equivalent. In addition to that, as mentioned already, we have approximately 90 billion yen of reduction of free cash flow. And that has all led to the reduction of cash equivalents. Now, page 12 shows the breakdown of the liabilities. So where it's shown in purple, as mentioned already, is the interest-bearing debt, and also the short-term commitment line has been repaid. That is why, all in all, the borrowings level has been on the decline. Also in the bottom, the others segment. So as of March end, it was worth 1.8 trillion yen, but it's now down to 1.55 trillion yen. And some of the reasons behind that, because of the sales, the tax repayment in the first quarter related to the gains from sales of Kone. So there has been a reduction in the unpaid corporate tax. And also the provisioning of the structural reforms has been done as of March end, but now we would have to make the payment in the first quarter. So all in all, the liability level has been on the decline in the first quarter. Page 13 shows the state of equity attributable to shareholders of the company. So the equity was 336.1 billion yen was the level as of June end. So where it's shown in light blue and also pink, there is a different number here. So common stock, additional paid in capital, and retained earnings. So that has been increased by 77.8 billion yen because of the increase in the profit attributable to owners of the parent. But because of the yen appreciation, the foreign currency translation adjustment made a negative impact by 80 billion yen. Therefore, in comparison to March end, the equity level was just a slight increase. Page 14 shows the trend of the financial structure. So as you can tell, the debt-equity ratio and the top, because of the deterioration of free cash flow, we believe, by the way, this is not a temporary phenomenon, the DE ratio has been on the rise. The bottom shows the shareholders' equity ratio, which is 7%. And as mentioned already, because of yen appreciation, the equity increase was just a slight increase. However, the total asset has been largely compressed. Therefore, in terms of the number, in comparison to March end, there has been a slight improvement. So 6.1% was the number as of March end. However, June end number was 7%. So 336.1 billion yen was the equity attributable to shareholders of the company. So the management believes that this is still a tough level. And therefore, going forward, of course, we would make our utmost effort to generate our profit. But at the same time, we would like to continue to watch the trend of external economic factors, including Forex, and we would like to take actions accordingly. Page 15 shows the state of goodwill and fixed asset, which we have been providing explanation of the past 12 months or so. So this shows the summary of these factors. So as of June end, those two combined together accounted for 1.4413 trillion yen. So Q on Q basis, it was a reduction by 100 billion yen. So fixed asset, there was a reduction by 68 billion yen. And also in terms of goodwill, it was a reduction by 34 billion yen. Main factors is because of the yen appreciation. There has been a decline. So it is not as if we have seen a large-scale impairment in goodwill or fixed asset. That is not the case. Now, page 16 onwards shows the explanation by segment. So I would just like to highlight the major points by different pages. So page 17 shows the list of all the segments. So from the top, we have energy system and solution, all the way down to industrial ICT solutions, others, eliminations, and total. So the number in the middle shows the results for the first quarter. So the net sales on a company-wide basis, the total basis, was 1.2074 trillion yen. So year in year, it was down by 22.9 billion yen. Just to give you more explanation, except for energy system solution, we have seen decline in the net sales because of the impact of the yen appreciation. In terms of energy system solution, as mentioned already, because of the acquisition of the construction subsidiary, we have seen an increase in the sales. Also, the main features is the other segment in the bottom. There has been a decline by 70.2 billion yen. And because of structural reforms and also streamlining of our operation. So B2C business of PCs in Europe and the United States, we've withdrawn from this business. And that is the major reason for the decline year on year. Now, for operating income, we have booked 20.1 billion yen, which is an increase by 26.6 billion yen. So storage and electronic device solution, we have seen a decline by 10.2 billion yen. But as far as other segments are concerned, we have seen an increase in earnings. In the other segment, there was an increase by 16.1 billion yen. So PC and TV businesses are included in here. So because of the structural reforms and also reduction of fixed cost, and of course we have been streamlining the geographic coverage, and therefore we have seen a significant improvement in earnings. Page 18 shows the breakdown of the energy and system solution. So in the previous IR event by segment, we have already shared with you our plan. So we have shown the results for the first quarter. So this is an year-on-year number. So let us first highlight on the net sales. So transmission and distribution system have booked 7 billion yen, which was a reduction by around 10% or so. But all in all, we have seen an increase in both top line and earnings. The nuclear power, there was an increase by 54.2 billion yen in terms of net sales. So it says WECTEC here. So because of the acquisition of the subsidiary, we have seen an increase in the top line in the nuclear power segment. Page 19 shows overall situation of energy system solution, the net sales, operating income, as well as free cash flow. So this is a comparison in comparison to the previous year. So the top denotes the net sales, which was 349.5 billion yen. So year on year, there was an increase by 17%. And just for your reference, on the side, we have the number of the exchange rate impact. So because of the yen appreciation, there was a downward pressure by 22.8 billion yen. So please refer to those numbers. So in the bottom shows the operating income. This is the bar graph. So 1.8 billion of a negative was the absolute number. So year on year, this was an improvement by 5.6 billion yen. Again, we have the exchange rate impact. So within this improvement, the Forex accounted for 500 million yen, and also emergency measures. This includes the reduction of bonus that accounted for 3.7 billion yen of an increase. So that is all inclusive in here. Now, free cash flow is shown in the pink dots. So within ESS, there was a reduction by 60.7 billion yen. And some of the reasons behind that. Mainly speaking, we have front-loaded the collection of the receivables in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2015. So through the negotiation with the customers, we have been able to do that. Normally, the collection would have been booked in the first quarter of this year, but that has been booked back in fourth quarter of 2015. And therefore, on a temporary basis, we have seen a dip in the free cash flow in the first quarter. But in the second half of the year, third quarter and fourth quarter, as we progress, we would like to continue to negotiate with our customers. Also, just for your reference, so this is shown at the bottom of the PowerPoint in fairly small font. Apologies for that. So this provides the explanation of the free cash flow and what it actually denotes. So within the company, we are trying to promote the management of cash by segments, and that has been promoted in the past 6 months or so. So the free cash flow number denoted here are the ones used for in-house management only. Therefore, this is different from the number on the cash flow statement. So the difference is the forex difference of cash equivalent as well as borrowings. So this chart includes those numbers. But in terms of the overall cash flow statement, we conduct a calculation under the lines. So we actually conduct the forex adjustment. So that is the major difference here. But within each company, forex is also reflects their real performance. And they would also have to manage the forex within their management. That is why we include those numbers. And therefore, this is just for your reference. The number is different from what we show in the cash flow statement. And hope we can gain your understanding. Page 20 shows the order backlog of energy system solution. So this is a comparison year on year. Thermal and hydropower, we have seen some delay in orders. But nuclear power system, we have seen progress in orders, mainly around fuel. So the drop by 3% is shown, and this is due to yen appreciation. So majority is because of forex. So on a foreign currency denominated basis, the order backlog, a no change, or in fact, just a slight increase. Page 21 shows the breakdown of the major operations within infrastructure system solution. So in the first quarter, some operations still remain in red, but all the operations on a year-on-year basis, we have seen an increase in the earnings. So in terms of deficit, it is shown in public infrastructure, minus 1.7 billion yen, and also industrial system, which is minus of 1.4 billion yen. Public infrastructure is business towards the public sector or governments. So normally, in the first quarter, we received the order, and in the first quarter, we booked the sales. And therefore, in the first quarter, quite often we'd have to absorb the fixed cost. Therefore, we did not perceive this as a major issue. Now, for industrial system, so this is indeed one of the focus internally. So the sales related to transportation business has been on the decline. So that is why we have booked a red number. So the operating income is still staying at negative of 1.4 billion yen. So towards the second half of the year, we are trying to reduce the fixed cost. Page 22 shows a similar number for infrastructure system. So the sales, operating income, and free cash flow are shown. Operating income, it was an improvement by 13 billion yen year on year. But as you can tell from the note, The impact of the emergency measures accounts for approximately half, 6.3 billion yen, and the remainder relates to the structural reforms conducted in fiscal year 2015. Now for cash flows, we had to pay the tax for the gains from sales of Kone last year. So that is all inclusive in here. But even so, we have been more than offsetting that with the increase in the operating cash flow. And therefore, free cash flow, there was an increase by 11.2 billion yen. Page 23 shows the state of retail and printing sales solution, or in other words, Toshiba Tech. So because of yen appreciation, net sales was down by 6%. Now for the profit, because of the impact of the emergency measures, and of course we conducted various structural reforms, we have booked a black number by 1.8 billion yen. Page 24 shows the storage and electronic device solution situation. Last year, unfortunately, HDDs and device were red, but now it has turned black this year. And likewise with memory. Year-on-year basis, there was a price decrease and there was a yen appreciation. Despite all these impacts, in comparison to our initial expectation at the beginning of the year, the orders have been trending well. So that is why we have been able to secure ROS of more than 9%. And just for your reference, memory business. Initially, in the first quarter, we were expecting break-even plus. However, the orders have been on the increase, so the performance was better than expected. Page 25, and the bottom half of the page, shows the graph of the operating income. So again, because of yen appreciation, so that is a negative trend, and because of emergency measure, that is a positive trend. So all in all, on a net basis, we have seen a decline by 6 billion yen. So all in all, the overall number has decreased by 10.2 billion yen year on year. But also, we have seen 4 billion yen of negative impact because of the price decrease. Now, for cash flow, we have seen an upfront investment of the 3D memories. And that is why we have seen a negative of 29.1 billion yen.
Page 26 shows the storage and electronic device solutions companies' quarterly trends in operating income. The quarter one saw an improvement in operating income and operating income margin quarter on quarter in spite of the yen's appreciation, which is already reflected on this 24.1 billion yen. The improvement is mainly driven by the absence of special factors and the stabilization of memory prices in comparison with the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2015. Next is industrial ICT solutions. For the first quarter, the business had a slight decline in sales and the operating income was also negative, 900 million, including 3.3 billion yen impact from emergency measures. The revenue should expand towards the latter half of this fiscal year. Page 28 shows the others segment. The segment includes PCs and visual products and some of the HQ costs. The PC and the visual products numbers are shown here. For the first quarter, PC sales were a positive 200 million yen, including the European structural reform expenses, which is slightly behind the schedule. But after excluding that, there was a positive profit of 200 million yen. However, For the audio-visual products, it is a negative 1.1 billion yen. They are formulating plans to turn around the profitability in the latter half of this year, but for the first quarter, it was negative. At any rate, both businesses had a significant improvement by 7.3 billion yen and 7.2 billion yen respectively for the first quarter. That's all I have to say on the financial results. Summing up on the first quarter of fiscal year 2016, our efforts in structural reforms and emergency measures such as the bonus reduction undertaken over the last year are starting to bear fruit in numbers. That is our perception. Moreover, the selling prices of memory products were higher than expected. So mainly because of these factors, the first quarter results were stronger than had been originally expected. That is the analysis of the company. Based on these results, we have reviewed the forecast for the second quarter, and we have decided to revise the second quarter year-to-date forecast or the first half 2016 forecast as shown on page 30. So please turn to page 30 for the revised forecast. Revised net sales are 2.47 trillion yen, which is an increase of 120 billion yen from the original forecast. Operating income is 30 billion yen, which is an increase of 50 billion yen from the original forecast of a negative 20 billion yen. This is for the first 6 months of the year. Net income of 70 billion yen is an increase of 50 billion yen from the original forecast. That is an upward revision we are making. Also, as shown in the supplementary material at the back, the exchange rate assumption is 103 yen to the dollar for the month of July. For which we already know the actual exchange rates, and assumption for August onwards is 100 yen to the dollar. That will last for the remaining 8 months. As written at the bottom, although we changed the exchange rate assumptions, we have kept the fiscal year 2016 full year forecast unchanged from the last announcement as of May the 12th. We need to see how the stronger yen assumption plays out in addition to the unclear economic conditions in Japan and also overseas before we make a formal revision to the forecast. Let me discuss the second quarter forecast for each segment available on page 31. On the left, you can see the actual sales and operating income for the first quarter, and the next column is the forecast for the second quarter, being 2 trillion and 470 billion yen in sales and 30 billion yen in operating income. First of all, at the top, Energy Systems and Solutions Company, that is projected to increase net sales and operating income quarter on quarter. Infrastructure Systems and Solutions Company is projected to increase net sales by 50 billion yen, but lose operating income quarter on quarter due to an unfavorable project mix. The project mix was favorable for the first quarter, but it is not as good as in the first quarter. In the second quarter, that is why the operating income is supposed to go down in the second quarter to a negative 1.9 billion yen. Retail and Printing Solutions Company is projected to increase net sales and operating income. Storage and Electronic Device Solutions Company projected to generate a lower operating income due to a stronger yen. So for the first quarter, it was 24.1 billion yen, but for the second quarter, it is projected at 12.9 billion yen, so there is a reduction by 10 billion yen on the basis of a 100 yen to the dollar exchange rate assumption. Industrial ICT Solutions is projected to post higher sales and operating income. As a result, Toshiba's operating income forecast for the first half of fiscal year 2016 was revised up by 50 billion yen. These forecasts show an improved trend in profitability compared with the original guidance. Nevertheless, in absolute value terms, the projected operating income of 30 billion yen. This includes 50 billion yen impact from emergency measures such as the reduction of employees' bonuses, as you may be aware, which is generating a positive impact of about 45 billion yen for the first half of this fiscal year out of 90 billion yen for the entire year. So excluding this factor, profitability is actually on a downtrend, due partly to the ongoing shift of NAND product margins to those of three-dimensional structures. So the actual situation as of today does not allow us any sense of optimism. I can assure you, however, that we are working on further performance improvement with a sense of urgency. We would like to turn around the performance as soon as possible. This concludes my explanation of the first quarter financial results and the financial forecast. Before we close, however, let me give you an update on three matters that may concern investors. On page 32, titled Recent Market Interest in Toshiba. Starting with the litigation field, starting with the litigation filed by CB&I against Westinghouse. Please turn to page 33. The purpose of this claim is to determine what matters are properly within the scope of the independent auditor's determination, although the agreement between the two companies says that value of assets and liabilities to be transferred under the agreement should be assessed by third-party independent auditors. Now, let me briefly review the terms and conditions of the purchase agreement with CB&I for the acquisition of S&W or Stone and Webster. First of all, Westinghouse concluded an agreement on October 27, 2015 in order to acquire S&W from CB&I, completed the acquisition process on December 31st, and initiated the process to settle the difference between the working capital, which was provisionally determined at the time when the agreement was concluded, and the one that should actually be transferred. The process called working capital adjustment is a standard process normally expected in similar M&A deals. It turned out, however, that Westinghouse and CB&I cannot agree on the assessment of what the value of the working capital should be like. In the event where both parties cannot agree on the terms, third-party auditors are supposed to assess the value as provided by the agreement. Nevertheless, CB&I is demanding that the process should be suspended. The position taken by Toshiba and Westinghouse is that the CB&I's claim is unfounded and that the process agreed upon under the legal agreement should be strictly observed. We are still waiting for the court's decision. As you can see on page 34, these are the details. At the upper right-hand side corner, you can see the details. At any rate, the agreement does provide that assets and liabilities should be assessed appropriately by third-party auditor in accordance with appropriate accounting standards. Therefore, the case should not have any impact whatsoever on the financial statements of either Toshiba or Westinghouse. This is what we wanted to explain to you, and we wanted you to understand. Secondly, regarding the LNG business, I would like to give you some update. Regarding Freeport, the status has not changed dramatically from the last update. We are continuing with our marketing activities towards LNG users. Under the agreement, Toshiba has the right to use the 2.2 million ton liquefaction facility over a 20-year period. The agreement requires that payment for the usage of the facility be made to the facility management company on a monthly basis, starting from September 2019, and the payment will be processed as period costs. That is the nature of the provision. We have already signed basic agreements with a number of customers, though with conditions precedent, meaning that the customers would like to buy upon the approval from the authorities for them to operate power generation businesses. That is supposed to be within September 2019. So there are such customers already. And also, we have been engaged in negotiations with a number of potential customers as well. Because there are still more room for us to accommodate more customers, and we are negotiating the terms and conditions with those customers. Well, it will still take some time until the facility will be put into operation, but we would like to update you on a regular basis on any progress on these negotiations. Lastly, please refer to page 36 for the breakdown of the discount rate used to calculate the retirement benefit obligations. The overall discount rate used in fiscal year 2015 was 1.1%. This is for the entire company. And this information was not included or disclosed for the annual securities report for fiscal year 2015, but for the fiscal year 2015, the breakdown was 1.1% for, this is the overall figure, and 0.6% was for Japan, and 3.5% for overseas. The overall discount rate was lower in fiscal year 2015 than in fiscal year 2014 because the discount rate in Japan was lower. And going forward, from March 2017 onward, we will be disclosing the breakdown figure as well for Japan and overseas in the securities report because between those two regions, the fund management performance may be different. So this concludes my explanation. Thank you very much.
So now we'd like to entertain questions. Please raise your hand if you have any questions and wait for the microphone. And please give us your name and affiliation before asking questions. Thank you very much for the detailed presentation. My name is Moriyama of J.P. Morgan. I have two questions. First, about storage and electronic devices business, which went through major changes. I'd like to know the bit growth rate and ASP in the first quarter, and also your outlook for the second quarter, and the direction of those numbers in the second quarter after the revisions. Also, concerning the 3D NAND, in the industry, we hear that the Samsung Electronics is making a good progress in terms of yield, while others, including Toshiba, is struggling. So could you talk about that? Based upon your medium-term management plan, how much progress are you making with the 48-layer 3D NAND in terms of yield? And also, you plan to spend 285 billion yen as CapEx. So is there any need for you to change your plan, including the 64-layer for the next year? First, let me discuss NAND. The bit growth rate in the first quarter, the growth rate was about 40% year-on-year, and our assumption for the second quarter is close to 50%. As for ASP, based on dollars, in the first quarter, there was a decline of about 30% year-on-year. And for the second quarter, the decline is going to be lower, but probably 25% decline is expected. As for the yield of 3D NAND, right now we are focused more on 64 layers. And as we disclosed recently, we started the shipment of the samples. And the current yield improvement is in line with our assumptions. You talked about the CapEx, and the CapEx is progressing based on our plans. As for the fiscal 2017, for the full year, we expect to achieve a 50-50 between 2D and 3D. The second question is about the litigation filed by CB&I. If I may simplify this matter, if you win, there's no impact on profit and loss or impact on balance sheet. But if you lose, there will be no impact on profit and loss, but the liability is going to increase by about $2 billion based on balance sheet. Is that the correct understanding? And could you also talk about when you are likely to reach a conclusion? Well, you talked about winning or losing, which might cause some losses on our part, and we do not believe that is the case. As I explained earlier, independent auditor will evaluate the debt to be transferred. So if our assertions are accepted and CB&I makes a temporary payment, that would be the payment for the debt to be transferred. So in the long run, it would be even. But as CB&I claims, if the asset value is higher and they claim the Westinghouse should pay for this, as you see in the explanation, it is a very simplified explanation, but say that the asset value is higher if that those assets are receivables. Westinghouse will be paying for that to CB&I, but that amount will be collected later on from the customers. So it's not winning or losing. Whatever happens, there will be no impact on our business results. Thank you. Another question? Thank you very much for the presentation. I am Miyamoto of Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities. I have two questions. First is about exchange rate sensitivity. You changed the exchange rate assumption to 100 yen to the dollar. What will be the impact on the operating income in the first half and for the full year? Also, if you can talk about other currencies besides dollars. And during my presentation, I forgot to mention the supplementary data. So if you can turn to page 8 of the supplementary data, you find the exchange rate sensitivity at the bottom. 4 billion in dollars and 0.6 billion in euro. Those are the impact on the operating income. As for the other companies, some companies are affected by the other currencies. But in our case, luckily or unluckily, there are no major impact from other currencies. Follow-up question, what would be the impact only on the storage and electronic devices? There are some impact on other segments, but generally speaking, major impact is on the SDS or storage and electronic devices. Thank you. Second question is ROS or return on sale of memories. If you can talk about the level of ROS in Q2 and possibly Q3, what kind of improvements do you expect? Your question is ROS only for memories. Yes. Direction or image would help. In Q1, it was 9.1%. As for Q2, our exchange rate assumption is 100 yen. And based on that, it'll be about half of the first quarter number. But we assume 100 yen to the dollar in August and September. And already the exchange rate for August is almost fixed. And it'll be above 100 yen to the dollar. So because of that, there could be some upside. As far as we know, also, the sales prices probably will not go down so much. That is to say that they could probably improve somewhat. And of course that exchange rate in September will be very important. But if it's not below 100 yen, maybe ROS will improve further. So there will be further improvement in the second half. For the second half, again, our assumption is 100 yen to the dollar. So absolute number will be lower than that of the first quarter. Thank you. Next question. Thank you. I am Matsuhashi of Goldman Sachs. I have three questions. First is about exchange rate. First quarter, your average rate during the term seems weaker than the market rate. So I'd like to clarify whether the reason for that is the forward exchange contracts. For the full year sensitivity, for example, the Q1 or Q2, based on the different assumption from the market rate, you came up with this sensitivity. If you can give us some additional information, that would be helpful. For Q1, as you said, our assumption was 110 yen to the dollar, and actually it was 111 yen. So in the first quarter, so since it was 111 yen to the dollar in Q1, as you see on this page, there was no impact of the foreign exchange rate. The forward exchange contract and the rate that we use to book the sales, when you evaluate the operating income, I think you can compare 110 yen and 111 yen. I hope you understand. Well, this exchange rate sensitivity here, it says for the full year. And this does not include the forward exchange contract. So the rate that we use to book the sales, well, this means that we do have a certain amount of the foreign reserve. So when there is 1 yen change, there is an impact of 4 billion yen on operating income. And if we fully hedge the exchange rate with the forward exchange contract, there will be an impact of 4 billion yen even on the pre-tax income. And if it is the same, then there will be some non-operating loss which will be booked.
My second question relates to the emergency measures. So last year in the fourth quarter, so you have booked almost double of the benefit in comparison to the first quarter because of the emergency measures. So is my understanding correct? So this year's bonus, it is expected to come down. But the provisioning has been done already in fourth quarter of last year. So is my understanding correct? That would be my first question. Also, the second question relates to the current plan. You're expecting about 90 billion yen on a full year basis in terms of the impact. Of course, not all of that will be accounted for by the bonus. But as far as next year is concerned, do you expect to have a same low level of bonus as well? So, of course, we're not quite sure what would be the kind of a negotiation you would have with the unions within this year. But let's just say if the results have seen an upside on a full year basis, will you still be able to maintain the low level? Now, as far as the first question is concerned, and in the fourth quarter, as you rightly mentioned, we would reduce the bonus by 50% in July, and therefore we have provisioned for worse two quarters in the fourth quarter of last year. However, first quarter of this year, it is for one quarter worse only, specifically for the bonus for December. So your understanding is correct. Also, what we have disclosed, this 90 billion yen on a full year benefit. So related to this number, that would be the benefit we may have from the emergency measures. So I believe your question is whether we are going to have the same level or whether we're going to have the same level payment for July for next year. Without your question, and I believe that is related to the labor and management negotiations. So that would be a future discussion. So for the time being, the understanding we have gained from the unions is for the payment for July for this year and also the payment for December of this year. That is the understanding so far. So beyond that, it is quite liquid. This last question relates to CBNI. So if you were to read the complaint by CBNI, it refers to the claim cost. So according to this consortium contract, for them, they believe the downside risk has been capped. So related to that point, so within the results of Toshiba and also for the results of Westinghouse, how have you processed those in the previous results? Please explain that. And also another question. So this explanation relates to working capital. I believe that is the central part of this complaint. But what would be the initial estimate cost for the project as well? Westinghouse advocates that it was underestimated right from the beginning. So would that impact the view on the working capital or not? So if that's the case then, so related to the four units in the United States, did the view of Toshiba Westinghouse have changed from last December onwards? Or have you not changed the view or not? Could you explain on that? So related to the first question, how should I explain this? So initially, Westinghouse will receive the order, and we would assign CBNI to conduct the construction. So these are two different corporate entities. Therefore, as far as we're concerned, we would place the order according to the amount that has been placed, and we will pay that amount to CBNI. So that is quite simple. So it is not as if just because CBNI have large costs, that doesn't mean that Westinghouse would have to bear that additional cost. That is not the case. Also related to the second question, sorry, could you repeat the question again? So within the complaint, so what CBNI sees, the total estimated cost is perceived as undervalued. So it's supposed to be larger in terms of value. At least that is the advocation by Westinghouse. So if that's the case, perhaps the profitability of the project of itself is changed at the time of reaching the agreement. So does that mean Westinghouse has changed its view of the project since December onwards? So that is the nature of my question. Okay, understood. That is not the case. So when we forged that contract for M&A, I believe it was listed in the list, $1.174 billion would be the worth asset. And that would be transferred to us at $0. So just prior to the closing of the deal in December, CBNI claimed that in addition to $1.174 billion, we need to add $428 million additional in terms of value. So therefore, they claim that Westinghouse should pay that additional $428 million. But if it relates to this amount, it is quite usual to have this level of adjustment for working capital when we conduct M&A deals. And that is why, since the beginning of the calendar year, for a couple months, we have reviewed the balance sheet of CBNI. So Westinghouse view was, it was worth $977 million worth of liabilities. That was our view. So therefore, we need to receive $2.151 billion. Otherwise, we cannot agree to the $1.174 billion. Therefore, the overall assumption of the contract is that asset worth of $1.174 billion would be transferred to us with the payment of $0. So, understood for now. Are there any other questions? So the gentleman in the forefront with the red strap on. My name is Shimada from Nikko Securities. I have two questions. Again, they relate to storage and device. I just want to confirm a couple of points. So if possible, rather than giving us a year-on-year number, if you can give us the trend of bit growth and ASP on a Q-on-Q basis, that would be very helpful. Also, in the second quarter, perhaps I haven't been able to find that within the materials, but memory and HDDs and other devices, if you can give us the breakdown of the net sales by those different products, if you have the number for the first quarter or perhaps the image for the second quarter, that would be helpful. And at the same time, you've mentioned that for memory, the ROS would be reduced by half. But what about the situation for HDDs and also logic LSI? So what is the market outlook into the second quarter? So that would be my first question. So the sales for the second quarter. How should I answer this? So within SDS company, the second quarter sales in the first quarter, 371.6 billion yen. And second quarter, we're expecting 395.4 billion yen. So you're asking the breakdown within that. Yes. If you can give us the actual number as before, that would be very helpful. Actual number. Let's see. So please hold a minute. So that is for memory business. So the first quarter, 191.1 billion yen. I believe that was for memory. But it might be difficult for us to disclose the actual number. So memory, we're looking at about 200 billion yen. So that should be fine. So 200 billion yen for memory then for the second quarter. And for HDD, pretty much flat. And the rest, if you can do the subtraction, that will give you the number. So now for HDDs, so you're expecting flat. So what is the outlook for the market then for the second quarter? So towards the second quarter, do you expect to see the positive trend to continue? In terms of ROS, already it's trending at 103 yen in terms of sales from July onwards into August and September. So ROS is expected to come down. So I think there was a previous question. In the first quarter, memory's ROS was 9.1%, and that is expected to come down by 50%. So we've heard about memory already. What about HDDs and device? What would be the ROS for the second quarter? So for HDDs, of course, we are impacted by the yen appreciation, so perhaps, again, 50% reduction. But will you be able to secure profit? Yes, we can secure profit. So for the time being, you expect to have this favorable trend for HDDs, and yes, we expect that to happen.
Then I would like to move on to my second question, that is about the breakdown of the forecast for the second quarter by business segment. If you could break it down to the business segment, for example, for the infrastructure systems and solutions, you mentioned the worsening project mix earlier, But usually, for the infrastructure system and solutions, the sales are bigger in the second quarter than in the first quarter. So I don't think the margin is going to go down so much as is forecasted here. Are you being conservative? That is my question. And my next question is about the corporate eliminations. For corporate eliminations, I think it was for the first half. For the first half or second quarter year to date, your forecast is a negative 24.5 billion yen. I am looking at page 31 of the presentation material. And it's not shown here, but I thought that your annual assumption is negative 60 billion yen. And for the up to the second quarter, the operating income year to date, I think is a negative 24.6 billion yen. However, for the first quarter, the actual result was a positive 600 million yen. Therefore, although the forecast for the first half was negative 24.5 billion, because the first quarter result was much better than expected, do you think that this 24.5 billion is too big? Unless there will be other risks to be realized. Yes, I'd like to answer your question about the infrastructure systems and solution. We are providing some buffer in these numbers. And if you're asking about that, you can I can say that that is the case. However, at the same time, for the second quarter, there are some low profitability product sales increasing towards the second quarter compared with the first quarter. That is some downside. So there is some downside for the second quarter as well. And also, to your question about the corporate eliminations, I'm not sure how I can answer this question, but if you could remember, at the beginning of this year, we told you that we are providing a risk buffer of 60 billion yen. And this 60 billion yen is included in the eliminations. And in the first quarter, we didn't have to use it at all. And so this 60 billion yen is still in this included in the elimination forecast. How about the 9.2 billion yen for the second quarter? Yes, the forecast 9.2 billion yen for the second quarter is part of the 60 billion yen. But after you have restructured your business structure, the elimination account, the operating income, is it going to be about around zero? You are right, that is going to be the case. Okay, because the time is limited, we would like to entertain another question. Thank you. I am Yasui from UBS. I have three questions. First of all, I would like to ask you about the emergency measures, and you are saying the impact of the emergency measures should be 90 billion yen per year. But as we saw in the variance chart, the Q1 result was 22.4 billion yen. And is it going to be the case for the second quarter onwards? That's my first question. And also, the second question is about the inventory. How about the impairment of the inventories that you have conducted some time ago? The write-down or inventory, I think, was 140 billion yen, and the 140 billion yen was booked. So what is the impact of this on the this fiscal year? We are expecting, first of all, about the same amount of effect for the second quarter as in the first quarter in terms of the impact of the emergency measures. And there were questions earlier about the impact. But we believe that for the first and second quarter, there will be the same amount almost. And for the third and fourth quarter, however, we still don't know the results of the negotiations with the union. The president is going to negotiate and have a consultation with the employees. And then we don't know for sure until the negotiations are conducted. But in the guidance, P&L guidance, we have incorporated similar numbers for the second, third, and fourth quarter as in the first quarter. And regarding your question about the impact or effect of emergency measures, please hold on. I'm checking the number. Now, let me answer your question. We do not have the annual number right here with me, but probably for the second half, it's going to be about the same. And in 6 months period, we have a positive impact of about 10 billion yen. For example, the impairment of a fixed asset, which was carried out in FY 2015, is not going to be repeated again in FY 2016. From that, there would be a positive effect. Well, the question I have is the impact of the absence of fixed asset depreciation expenses and impairment and write-down that you have conducted in the previous year. Will the depreciation expenses would have been larger unless we had these emergency measures. And that is about, the impact of that is about 10 billion yen in a 6 month period. Thank you very much. The next question is about the free cash flow. You talked about the securitization of credit receivables. And how much is the value of the securitization that is being conducted today? And by canceling or suspending this program, what would be the impact? And when is this process going to be completed? Is it going to be by the end of this fiscal year, or is it continuing through the next year? Well, we have already stopped securitization in the United States, and we are stopping in Asia as well, and the rest of the securitization program in other regions is not so significant, so there is not going to be so much impact anymore. Okay, thank you. My third question is about the shipment of the 3D NAND flash. Well, how much was that? It was almost zero. For the first and second quarter, the 3D NAND flash shipment was almost zero. We have just done some of the sample shipment the other day, but we didn't have any sales. Unless there are any other questions, we would like to conclude today's analyst meeting. Thank you for your attention.